He was on auto now, his mind too numb to lead the way. That would change. The head games were about to start. He could already envision the boots coming for him. Stone was listening for the knock on the door. It came as he was dressing.
"Hey, man, you ready?"
called the voice. It shot through the thin plywood door like a cat's paw into a mouse hole. In answer, Stone smacked one hand hard against the ragged plank floor as he slipped on his shoes, shrugged into a frayed coat, tugged a John Deere cap low over his head, and put on his thick glasses. He ran a hand over the bristly gray beard he'd grown over the past 6 months, then opened the door and nodded at the short, squat man facing him. The fellow had a beer keg frame and a lazy right eye, along with teeth yellowed by too many Winstons and double pop Maxwell House coffees. This was clearly not Cafe Latte Land. The top of his head was covered by a Green Bay Packers knit cap. He wore faded farmer's bibs, dirty work boots, and a threadbare, grease-stained coat, along with an easy smile.
"Cold one this morning," the man said,
rubbing his chunky nose and slipping a lit cigarette from between his lips.
"Tell me about it," Stone thought.
"But it's supposed to warm up."
He drank from an official NASCAR tankard of Java, letting some dribble down his chin when he pulled it back. Stone nodded as his bearded face drooped and his normally attentive eyes grew vacant behind the smudged lenses. As he walked behind the other man, Stone's left leg bent outward with a chicken wing limp that stooped him into being several inches shorter. They were loading an old banged-up, ball-tired Ford F-150 with firewood when the police car and black sedans slid into the driveway, propelling pebbly gravel in all directions like fired BBs. The trim, muscled men who climbed out of the rides wore blue slickers with FBI stenciled on the back in gold lettering and pistols with 14-round clips in their belt holsters. Three of them walked up to Stone and his buddy, while a chubby uniformed sheriff with polished black boots and a Stetson hustled to catch up.
"What's the deal, Virgil?" Green Bay asked the uniform. "Some son of a bitch break out of prison again? I'm telling you, you boys ought to start shooting to kill again and screw the piss-and liberals."
Virgil shook his head, worry lines rising on his forehead. "No prison. Man's dead, Leroy."
"What man?"
One of the FBI slickers snapped, "Let me see some ID. Another said, "Where were you and your friend an hour ago?" Leroy looked from one fibby to the next. Then he stared over at the uniform.
"Virgil, what the hell's going on?"
"Like I said, a man's dead, important man. His name's..."
With a slash of his hand, a slicker caught him off.
"ID, now."
Leroy quickly slid a thin wallet out of his bib's pocket and handed over his license. While one of the agents punched the number into a handheld computer he'd slipped from his windbreaker, another agent held out his hand to Stone. Stone didn't move. He just stared back with a vacuous expression, his lips gumming and his bum leg doing an exaggerated deep knee bend. He looked confused, which was all part of the act.
"He ain't got no license," Leroy said. "He ain't got nothing of nothing. Hell, can't even talk. Just grunts."
The FBI agents closed around Stone.
"He work for you?"
"Yes, sir. 4 months now. Good worker, strong back. Don't ask for much money. Room and board is all, really. But he got a bad leg and not too much upstairs. He's mostly what you call unemployable."
The agents looked down at the protruding angle of Stone's leg, then back up at his bespeckled face and bushy beard. One of them asked,
"What's your name?"
Stone grunted and made several jerky motions with his hand, like he was showing off a bastardized martial art for the federal men.
"Sign language, least I think it is, or some such," Leroy volunteered wearily. "Don't know sign language myself, so's I don't know his real name. Just call him, hey man, then I show him what needs doing. That seems to work. It ain't like we're doing heart surgery up here, just throwing shit in a truck mostly."